you will hear an interview in which two business partners, Sandra Payton and David Sadler, are talking about their working relationship. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
On this week's In Partnership program, we talk to Sandra Payton and David Sadler, who together run a successful media company specializing in the making of TV commercials. Sandra, if I could start with you, what were you doing before you set up In Partnership with David, and what made you leave that job?
Well, I was directing a drama, mostly, for a small TV company. It was an interesting, experimental time for me. They were a young, dynamic group and seemed to be going places. But these were troubled times for the business in general, and they just weren't making enough money. Anyway, things weren't looking too good for me. As I'd been the last to arrive, I reckoned I'd probably be the first they'd ask to go. It was a shame, really, because I'd never felt so comfortable working in a team as I did with that group of people.
So you jumped before you were pushed, so to speak.
Exactly.
David, you had a similar background, didn't you?
Yes. I'd also made a name for myself directing TV drama, but with a much larger Trenton TV. I left them because they were moving in a different direction to where I wanted to go. But the experience proved invaluable for the future. I can see that now. The thing is, working in close collaboration with others is an integral part of this business. That's always been clear to me. But I came to realise that you can't rely on other people to make things work. It's a tough old world, and ultimately it's down to you. It's a question of attitude. Things only happen if you let them. And if you only see grey skies and gloomy days ahead, then that's what you'll get.
And how did you end up working together?
Well, we met through a mutual friend at a dinner he was hosting. Sandra and I got talking about our work and the kind of goals we had in mind for ourselves. And by the end of the evening, she proposed we form a partnership. Actually, my colleagues at Trenton had warned me against starting any kind of venture with a complete unknown. They said it was too much of a gamble. But with Sandra, it was like looking into a mirror. Here at last was someone on my wavelength, someone who looked at life through the same camera lens. And anyway, I felt it was time to do something different, to live a little dangerously for a change.
And once you'd both decided to become partners, how easy was it to raise money for your new business?
To be honest, it was an absolute nightmare. We just couldn't seem to get the finance. But you know, you can't afford to let things like that get you down. And throwing a tantrum in a bank manager's office is never a good idea. You might need to go back there one day. No, I just couldn't work out what the problem was, given our experience and the way the advertising market was shaping up at the time. We were just a small concern, asking for a small amount of money. But eventually, I met a private investor who understood what we were about, and then once we'd made a couple of ads, money was easier to come by.
David, how does advertising work compare with TV drama? Is it very different?
Well, for a start, there's often a greater budget allocated than for normal TV work, and that can be very liberating. But the market's understanding of quality may not be the same as yours, and you find your creativity stifled. Yes, it's our own company, and it may seem a creative business to an outsider, but an advert is not your own baby in the same way that a TV drama might be. There are too many people who have a say in what you do and what goes into the advert. But that's just the way things are.
So what does the future hold for the company?
Well, we can't really say too much at the moment. It's not that we're not willing to, it's just that we're not entirely certain how things will work out ourselves. In the meantime, establishing the best reputation possible within the advertising industry is what it's all about.
That's right. The normal thing might be to look at some type of long-term growth for the business. But at the moment, we are concentrating on consolidating our position rather than branching out and diversifying. Who knows what the future will bring?
Sandra, David, the very best of luck for the future. There, we must leave it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.